Test, 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 test.
All right.
Wookie, Nick, Wookie.
Clap. Nick, give me a clap for sync. That one was for sync. That one was for sync. That one was for you, sync.
Thanks, sync. Shout out, sync. Welcome back to another soda of the Barely Qualified Show. I am Nick.
Did
this
you
is
say soda?
No, you did.
Oh, I'm drinking soda.
Come on, man.
I'm actually drinking a good prebiotic soda. What does that word mean?
Prebiotic.
Spell it.
Before prebiotic. Probably. Prebiotic.
You got it.
Let's go.
Damn it. This guy never loses.
I never finished the full thing. I'm Nick. That's Kyle. You guys should probably know this by now, considering this is episode 6.
6 as in the number before the 7th one.
Yeah. Then and 6 just happens to be afraid of 7 as well. Yeah. You know why? Tune in the next episode to get the answer to that question.
Yeah, we'll answer that question if you guys tune in the next episode. So who knows? I guess we'll never know because we're not on that episode yet.
Yeah,
so.
we're gonna see. You guys are gonna find out. Stay loyal
we're
to us.
See. You're gonna find out. Nick and I are wearing shorts today.
Yeah,
and it's because I haven't been outside yet because I'm a lonely. No, I'm not lonely.
Just a little bit lonely.
I don't know.
But I mean that's why I'm here.
It's a bit of, I don't know. It's a bit of a. Is it chill outside? The only time I've been outside was to let my doggy out.
Yeah, I went outside a total of 3 times today. It would be 3.
Walked outside to go to your car.
I walked outside to go to my car to go to work. Okay. I still count that like as one time.
Hearing the mic
outside.
That's what I was talking about. My mic.
Your mic.
Stuck in it.
Yeah, I count that as just like one time outside because like I was going from building to building. So I went to work this morning, mm-hmm. then I came back from work, and then I drove here. And just because Kyle told me he was wearing shorts, I decided to wear some shorts as well in solidarity.
Yep.
With him. Every time
I'm wearing shorts, I always gotta tell Nick.
Yeah, he sends me pictures of his shorts.
He's gotta match me because that's just how we roll.
He shows me some serious thigh every time that he sends me shorts pics.
That's all it is. It's all thigh.
That didn't feel right coming off the tongue. Not serious thigh, just shorts picks.
Coming off Nick's tongue.
That doesn't
POV,
sound...
we're coming off Nick's tongue?
All right. I don't like the sound of that either, off of your tongue.
POV, I'm coming off Nick's tongue.
Anyway.
What's our first sitch today, brother?
Whatever. I learned today, seeing that Kyle's wearing shorts... that on his back pocket, don't tell me why I was looking, or don't ask me why I was looking there.
Don't tell me why I was looking.
Don't tell me
don't
why I was
tell
looking.
Tell me why.
Ladies,
I know why.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're all here for one thing and one thing only, and that is Kyle's back pocket. Are you going to show him? It turns out that Kyle has a tattoo that matches that back pocket on his body. You can feel free to show it off.
I'm only wearing this sweatshirt, though.
It looks pretty heavy, you know? Is it?
So, hold on, I gotta figure out how to do this without flashing everybody.
Oh, I see the situation.
I just don't want to flash everybody. Where the fuck did my arm go? Is that my arm?
It's somewhere over there.
What the fuck? Where'd it go? Oh, there it is.
Can you see it, guys?
There it is!
Hey! Now it looks like part of my leg's gone, and now it's back.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah,
I just liked these fucking pants so much that I was like, holy cow, I need to put that on me permanently.
He told me that eventually, like, he was just getting the one set of 3 lightning bolts, mm-hmm. just to start doing it. Because that's your first tattoo, right?
Yeah.
And eventually, you're going to get, like, a full body print of all of those?
Yeah, I'm probably going to start on my fingertips and go all the way down to my little finger toes.
I think that's the only way that you can do it, quite honestly. Yeah. The fingertips are a great place to start for a tattoo.
Like, so imagine, like, a really big projector just projecting those 3 bolts on me, and I'm just going to have the person just draw it out with the projector.
Oh, it's going to be sick.
Like, that's how, like, people do murals and stuff. That's how we're... They're going to do a mural on me... with that.
Oh, yeah. Your body is a temple, and it's a work of art.
Temple of the tree lightning boots.
Yeah.
Just means I'm always charged up.
Yeah.
Always powered, ready to go. Everybody's like, hey, where are your power levels at? And I go, couch.
You ask him, you're like, ouch. My dice. They ask him and you say, ouch.
Don't ask me why I have these dice. He has dice in his pocket. Oh my God. He's going to show someone.
Roll it right now.
Okay, what do you think it's going to get?
9.
Nick's guess is 9. Trevor, what's your guess?
8.
You said 8.
Oh, cool. All right. Live reaction. Live reaction to these dice. Everybody ready?
Oh, it was a 7.
7, damn. Oh, good thing, man. You can count.
Yeah.
I was about to go.
That's tough. That's how many. I
didn't even make a guess.
That's how many.
Roll again.
Do you want to guess? Yeah. What's your guess?
4.
All right. We're going to see.
Hey-o!
5.
Oh, sorry. That was awkward.
We got 5 total.
5 total.
There's a 4, but there's also a 1.
For all the 5s out there, comment down below why you're a 5. And how many 5s does it take to change a light bulb?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
We were rolling to see, like, if we ended up guessing the number right, then Kyle would get that number of series of lightning bolts tattooed, and that would just be for his next session.
Yep.
You know, I'm thinking about getting a tattoo this summer.
Is that for realsies, or are you just saying that for the cam?
I'm not just saying that.
Guys,
this is an inside scoop. I've had it, yeah.
I almost said prebiotic pod.
The prebiotic pod. That's our rebrand.
We should call that.
If we ever get canceled and want to start this thing up again, we're just going to be the prebiotic pod.
Cool.
I'm down with that.
But,
yeah, I've had 2 tattoo ideas for a really long time that I have wanted to get for a bit. And
can I guess?
I mean, you can if you want.
Can I guess where?
Guess where first.
Tip of your nose.
Tip of my nose. Now, what do you think I'm going to get at the tip of my nose?
Another nose?
I was just going to do red.
Oh, like a little red nose, like a little Rudolph callback.
Rudolph, clown.
Clown.
Severe sunburn. Whatever you describe it. It's like somebody threw like tomatoes at me.
Just on your nose.
I was just doing a bad job.
Yeah.
That was a... That's a pretty good guess. I can't say either of those things are correct, though.
I feel like you're a leg guy. You seem like you're going to get on your... Just because I feel like you have so much history with your legs.
I do.
Like, with all the, like, problems that you've overcome. I feel like it's very symbolic to be like, get them on your legs.
You were there.
A runner. I feel like you're totally a leg guy.
You were there the first time I had a leg injury.
Sure was.
We played football together, and we were doing
Believe
a drill.
Or not, I was a football guy.
He was a linebacker in this drill, but sure. He played cornerback, right? Corner?
I don't know. Remember? I played cornerback. I played receiver. I played safety. I was all up around there. Did I ever really play in a game? Not very much. Did I complain about it to the coach? And did I get put in after that? Yep. That just shows the story of you just got to say what's on your mind, and then your coach might put you in, or he might touch you in the porta potty.
Well, I've never had either of those experiences because a lot, and two, I've just never had to, you know, get to that point. But
yeah, me neither. Yeah, Nick was a running guy until he broke his leg.
Yeah, I played.
Click the haha button. Nick was a starter until he broke his leg.
I didn't like that, so I pressed the wrong one on purpose.
It was true though.
It was, yeah. I played receiver. I played safety as well. We were doing a drill and. It's called the Oklahoma Drill for anyone who plays football and is familiar with the Oklahoma Drill.
I believe that drill was retired on our team.
Yeah, and it was really dumb because so basically what it was, there's 4 players, ball carrier, 2 linemen, and then a linebacker, and it was basically just like kind of like hitting the hole, getting through, you know,
hitting the hole, getting through. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. All normal like terminology terms. Stuff.
Nothing naughty.
And
just bump Trevor.
Kyle was playing linebacker.
Bomb. Not a bomb.
Kyle was playing backer. I was the ball carrier in the situation. And the defensive lineman, his name is Ryan. We called him Rhino.
You guys can probably guess why.
So. Absolute unit.
He had horns. It was weird. He had horns on his nose.
Yeah.
It was terrifying. That's the only reason.
He's literally has ivory hanging off of his face.
It was freaking
but,
crazy.
But he and Kyle tackled me just the way that I went down. Like, their weight ended up on my leg, and it broke.
Snapped it right in half.
Yeah.
This is a prosthetic.
Yeah. This leg was sewn on when I was 13.
Sewn right back on.
And Yeah.
That's but yeah, it kind of is my fault. Sure, I did push over the big guy to snap Nick's leg. Did I watch the whole thing go down? Yeah. Did I listen to him push through the pain? He was like, hey, guys, I'm cool. And like we were like, God, we were like, Nick, what's wrong? And you were like, nothing. And we were like, but your leg's broken. And he goes, no, it's not. I could probably play. And we're like, no. He was taking it like a champ. He was like the coolest guy on the field. You would not know that his leg was broken. He was like, yeah, whatever. You guys want to play poker? And we were like, poker, dude. You guys, it's got to go to the hospital. And you're like, yeah, well, anybody want a beer? And I'm like, a beer? We're in seventh grade.
Yeah,
eighth grade.
I used to throw down back in the days of middle school.
Down. He was the cool.
Yeah. Back to the tattoo thing though. I do want a leg tattoo.
That's what I guessed, right?
That is one of them.
Bear, ding in the comments. Your comment.
Can I just? Does that count? That's good enough for me.
That's a ding.
Light bulb. I do want to get a thigh tattoo though. And what I want to do is I want to get playing cards, and one would be a King of Hearts and the other would be a Queen of Spades. Instead of the K and the Q for King and Queen, it'd be like my parents' initials, T and D.
Hell yeah.
My dad likes to play the game of Free Cell, and my mom likes playing Spider Solitaire sometimes. So it's just something that's endemic to me.
Card game fam.
Card games are fun. I do enjoy them a lot.
Yeah.
You ever play King's Corners?
I think so.
That's fun. That's probably one of my favorite ones. I used to play that all the time with my grandma and my aunt and uncle, and even just within my immediate family. We played that all the time when I was younger.
I probably have played it. You probably have to remind me how to play it.
Yeah.
Shout out if you guys want us to see a prebiotic episode of us playing King's Corners.
That'd be sick.
Yeah. Or we get a live video of Nick getting his tattoo and watching him cry.
Sometime this summer, maybe. We'll see how it goes. Cry. I might cry.
I might force it. I don't think you would.
I might force it, though. I might force the cry.
Genuinely, to be fair, I got my tattoo in, one of the, least hurting spots. And I think a thigh, because of, the amount that's there of,
I have meaty thighs, too.
Yeah, I feel like that'll make it better. I think the closer you are to, a bone, the closer it hurts.
Yeah, the knee hurts, I hear. The elbow hurts a lot. Ankle, yeah. I would never do an ankle. I don't think I could ever really do that.
Yeah, so I think you'll be chill. That's awesome.
Yeah, I stand up, a little thigh tattoo, right here.
Just, right under the shorts, just under it?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And, every time I take my shorts off, you're not going to see the tattoo. But when there's shorts on there, you're going to bet that there's a tattoo down there.
Hell yeah.
The other one that I want to do.
Shout
out shorts. We're wearing them today. The other tattoo that I do want to get is, this is more basic. And this is kind of more of a push through adversity one where, I want to get, a thorn band around my arm.
Nice.
And then just, wrap it down. So, it'd be just, one, one orbit around my arm.
Orbit, love that.
And then...
Love that.
I figured that'd be the best way to put it. And then after just, the one time around, then I would just, go down, one more time down to, close to my wrist or,
mm-hmm.
upper arm, lower arm. Lower arm.
Well, I know what your wrist is, so I think wrist is a good word.
Yeah, wrist is probably the best thing for it, but no, yeah, that's probably what I'm thinking for my other tattoos. My tattoos in general. When I was younger, I really wanted to get a cross on my chest, but I wanted to slant down and everything, and I wanted my nipple to be the center of the cross, and I think about that now. I'm like, hey, that's kind of
center.
Yeah,
that's really funny.
I thought it was gonna be so sick when 12-year-old me was like, oh yeah, that's gonna be something that everyone's just gonna rave about.
Yeah, I'm gonna post it on Pinterest. People are gonna start. That's gonna be a trend.
Yeah,
nipple cross trend.
I'm gonna be all over Twitter, and people are gonna be like, who is this guy? But then I grew up and I realized, hey, that's a little weird.
Yeah, why is my cross all hairy?
Yeah, why is there hair on it? Why is there a little why is there a little whoopee cushion in the middle of that cross?
Whoopee cushion. Why is there a friggin' pepperoni down there?
And how come when I press it doesn't make a fart noise?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Whoopee cushions?
Can science answer that question? Yeah. Looking at you, Mr. Bill Nye.
Yeah. Why do girls get milk, boys get nothing? That's crazy. Girls get milk. Boys don't get like a little fart noise when it happens.
We get chocolate milk.
You get chocolate milk?
Yeah. Homemade.
Like you make, you put it in there?
Yeah.
Like you, how does that work? You suck like a syringe or like you got, you suck it up with it or?
I consume it by mouth.
You could just say drink.
I drink. I drink.
That word means.
Cheers, man.
Cool.
I consume it by my mouth. Oh, what was I was going to say something about, while we're on chocolate milk, another, like, little, like, tangent that I could go on. So, for those of you that are not from this area that are tuning in, there is this very good local, restaurant called Cops, and there's one about 20 minutes from where Kyle and I live. There's another 20-25 minutes over by Bayshore Mall.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one in Brookfield, which is about like half hour from where we are as well. The thing I find super interesting there, and it was something that really ticked me off for the longest time, is that they don't have chocolate milk as its regular menu option on their menu.
Really?
It's milk and then you add chocolate on there.
You add like chocolate powder or like chocolate like syrup?
So like you know, I would expect chocolate milk to, you know, cost more than, you know, regular milk. Mm-hmm. Just, like, kind of just under the same, like, vein yeah. of adding cheese to a burger makes it a cheeseburger and
yeah.
it would add more. Like, that makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we've gone there and, like, it'll just say, like, a milk and then, like, just add, like, chocolate to it. You
yeah.
know, like, where they just, like, have, like, all the toppings listed out.
Yep.
But they don't have a thing that just says, like, chocolate milk on there.
Yeah.
And this has been something that's been going on for years. When I was younger, we went to this one, and we asked if, well, we wanted to get chocolate milk. Lady at the cash register straight up told us we don't have chocolate milk. Well, honey, you make chocolate milkshakes here. How do you not have chocolate milk?
Well, honey, did you tell her that?
That's what my mom said, probably.
My mom said. Well, honey.
And she asked her.
And
if
then they
she,
had a cat fight where they pulled each other's hair. And stuff.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, she got super mad at my mom. And, like, then my mom asked if she wanted to, if she would like to go to my mom's farm where they have all the brown cows. And that just sent her over the edge. It got really messy. 12-year-old me was just, oh, my gosh. What a time to be alive.
Yeah.
I have never seen my mom get into a fight like that scrappy. But she doesn't, that lady doesn't work there anymore. And
you know that?
Yeah, I don't see her around. And this was like when I was younger too. She's probably moved on to bigger and better things, such as Raising Cane's across the street.
Yep.
Or
heaven.
Yeah, heaven. Chicken heaven. Chicken jockey. That wasn't funny. I get it.
I think we established last episode. I did not like the chicken jockey meme.
Yeah, that we did. Yeah.
And if you were part of that, I'm gonna have to put you in a backwards hat and call you Chom.
Chom.
Yep.
Still haven't seen that movie, by the way.
Yeah.
Minecraft. I don't think I will.
Miss. Honestly, I don't think you really need to.
Feel free to spoil it for me.
Feel free to spoil it in the comments. Say, guys, this is what happens, and or just honestly copy and paste the whole script. If you can figure that out, can you just paste the whole script? Nick will read it down.
Yeah.
Up and down.
I feel like it's going to be a thing where, because obviously it's been one of the biggest memes of 2025.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be one of those things where we get closer to the turn of the year where it becomes, like, you know, it gets to Christmas time. There's going to be something that says, like, if you started playing the Minecraft movie at X time down to the second, then
yeah.
when the ball drops, Jack Black will say chicken jockey.
Yeah. That's 100% going to happen. And if you guys know the time for that, we'll do a live stream of that night. Where Nick and I will, I believe we're going to kiss at midnight and also watch the chicken jockey happen at the ball drop.
It's going to be insane.
Yeah.
You guys are not going to want to miss
You're not going to want to miss this epic live stream of Nick and I doing whatever we want.
We're just letting you guys know now because, like, we know, like, everyone's going to be on their phones. Like, you're not right now.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Me neither.
Thank you.
Smashed.
Everyone's going to be on their phones. Everyone's going to be on the computer. There's going to be a lot of internet traffic going down at that night. But we are just letting you know ahead of time. So when you guys want to watch us maybe smooch at midnight while Chicken Jockey is going on, the ball is dropping, You guys just have, like, an early invite right now, so
there is three different things for you to watch. Either balls dropping, either chicken jockeying or movie, or Nick and I doing whatever we want because it's our pod and we're adults. So
you got a one in three chance of seeing anything that you want to see. So
literally anything you want to see ever in the world.
Take that risk. Be there because we will be as well.
Be there or be
square.
I don't think it's square. I think it's squatch.
Squatch. Dr. Squatch.
Scrubbing in.
Yeah.
Can we do a new segment right now, just like really fast? It'll be 3 seconds.
Okay.
Can I say a fake name that I think is really funny?
Let's hear it.
I know you've heard them all, Nick. You've heard them all.
Fake names that should exist.
Welcome back to Fake Names That Should Exist. Kyle has a list of 1,000 names in his phone, and
let's hear a few.
We'll cut it down to 3 because I don't want to give them.
Yeah, give them 3, and then can you present this Baffin of the Week as that top name?
Yeah. Wait. I don't know what that means.
Imagine like read a random name on there.
Read a random name. Random. Shifty Tuggins.
You're gonna be presenting Shifty Tuggins' Bathroom of the Week.
Okay, cool. This is Shifty Tuggins' Bathroom of the Week. This is Shifty Tuggins' Bathroom of the Week.
Oh, I meant for like your like number one name on there.
What do you mean my number one name?
Like the third name that you go, or like your top name on there?
Shifty Tuggins is number one. Tug Play-Doh is number two. And number three is Rusty Flaps.
Do you think that...
Jesus Christ. You guys didn't hear that, but that was my phone or my computer.
Do you think that any parents would name their kids Tug?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I feel like that's kind of like a, like when you pick a name, like, you know, you have like, well, when I was younger, like my first name is in full is Nicholas. You know, they can call me Nicky. They can call me like Joe Nick. There's so many things that they can call me.
They can call me
Like, what do you say for Tug? Like, come here, my little Tug.
Yep.
Little Tugger.
Or like, little Tuggenold.
Tuggenold?
I think Tuggenold was probably the full name.
Tugless?
That's a good one.
It's probably that.
It's probably Tugless.
You said it was Shifty Tuggins, right?
Shifty Tuggins, Tug Play-Doh, and Rusty Flaps.
Really? Wow, that's awesome.
So this is Rusty Flaps' Bathroom of the Week.
Rusty Flaps, thank you so much for being here.
I'm plugging for my laptop.
I don't know if Rusty Flaps, take it away, man. This is your thing. I mean, it's Kyle's thing, but
you're recording, right?
It is. Yeah, it's recording.
I knew it. I'm sorry.
Come on, Rusty.
I always doubt you.
Let's get with it here.
All right, I'm Rusty Flaps, and this is Rusty Flaps' Bathroom of the Week.
I missed the button.
It's okay. Editing Trevor, he just missed a button on accident. La Miranda on National Avenue in Milwaukee.
Ooh.
Now, Nick, have you ever been to this place?
I've not. Cool. It's a Mexican food, right?
It honestly is not just Mexican food.
It's not just
Mexican
food.
It's called La Miranda. Do I know what Miranda means? No. Do I know La means the? But it is not a Mexican food place. I thought it was. It's kind of an everything place. So the whole vibe of this joint is they are like from farm to table. So like they have like a bunch of different like dishes that are supposed to be like shared throughout the table, and like ideally a table shares like 3 different dishes. And it's like they're all like, I don't want to say finger food because they're not, like, but they're just all like
shareable
stuff, and it's all like from a local. Every like food that they bring in, every piece of it is all like from a local like farm.
Shout out to local farms. Really, that's cool. Awesome. That's probably the first time I've correctly used that. But yeah. No, seriously, that's awesome.
It's actually really cool. Pretty cool joint. I loved the food they had there. It's actually really good.
What'd you end up eating?
Beef ta. No, it started with, it's like a Mexican food that starts with T. It started with a T. It had beef in it. I could not tell you what it was because I was here a few weeks ago, so I don't remember exactly what it was exactly, but Trust me, it was really good. Look at the menu online. I think it changes regularly, which is really interesting.
We're going to have to go there sometime.
It's actually right by Comedy Sports.
Oh, perfect.
It's like,
yeah.
It's like a block away.
I was going to say, I think I've definitely walked past this place before.
You probably have.
I did eat at a Mexican place a few blocks away from Comedy Sports a few weeks ago, actually. So, who knows? Maybe this is like a new place for me to try out.
Yeah, Nick and I love Comedy Sports. Sorry. We've established that. Next.
We're funny.
Good thing. That was fast. It's always fast. Good
thing.
All right.
Good
so there,
boy.
Honestly, this, I'm just going to say it right off the bat. La Merenda had a great bathroom. I'm going to say it first because I just want to establish it was a great bathroom. Single stall. It was two different bathrooms. Both were single stall, unisex bathrooms. You know how we feel. I know how I feel.
That's good.
About single stall, unisex bathrooms, because if it's a fucking single stall, it should be a unisex bathroom. It should. That's just what it should be. Actually, fun fact, a few days ago, I was in a gas station. There was a men's bathroom and a woman's bathroom. There was a line for the men's bathroom. There was two men waiting in line for this bathroom. I walked up to them, and I was like, is anybody in the woman's bathroom? They're like, yeah. And then a guy walked out of the girl's bathroom, and the guy who was in front of me in line in the men's bathroom, I looked at him. I was like, are you going to go in there? And he was like, no. I was like, then I'm going to go in there. Because guess what? It's a single-stall bathroom. So why does it matter?
You're so progressive.
I'm
I
so
love
progressive.
It.
But anyways.
Way to defy societal norms.
Defy gravity. Then the bottom right there is, you could tell, there is two mirrors in this joint. There's a mirror just by the sink, and then there's another mirror just for funsies. Why? IDK. Probably. Probably just because sometimes you need a side angle view. I don't know. But it's good. There was clean. There was, it was fairly clean in there. I didn't see any spots. I didn't see any graffiti on the mirror. Normally that's like the first thing I look for, and I didn't see any. It was themed for good sake. I think I meant to write goodness sake, but I wrote good sake.
Slang. It's shortening it up a bit.
It's friggin' themed. I don't know exactly the theme. I don't know where exactly it's coming from. La is like, it could be an Italian word, right?
Should I just look it up?
Yeah, look up what La Merenda means, because I feel like it's got to be like, it's not just Spanish. It's something else. Because I know La is like used in other languages too.
Just remember, like, guys, I have permission to be on my phone.
Nick has permission to be on his phone. So does Trevor, if he's watching.
The snack.
Cool. Well, the snack. What does it say? The snack. What language was it?
I think it was Spanish.
Okay. I don't know. Whatever. Whatever theme this was, I was down for it. I was here for it. Wow, you really just closed that out so fast.
I have a fast finger on me.
Shout out everybody with the fast finger.
Tapas? Is that what you had? It says tapas restaurant.
Beef. No. Beef.
Snack. Italian.
Oh, it's Italian. All right, that's cool. That's
another romance language.
This gave me a little bit of an Italian vibe of a restaurant, so that's good. But it was themed, so that was great. That little boy's cleaning up the garbage. Thank good for him. There was a hook for hang on the door in case you got to hang up your backpack, hang up your shorts, hang up your sweatshirt, hang up anything. Literally anything right now. You could hang it all up.
You don't have it. Is your hat there right now? You normally wear a hat.
Not always.
I don't know. I normally see it. You must have just left it there.
I must have left it hanging on the hook. God darn it.
Well, it's still there, so.
And I forgot to add this picture because I'm a goofball with a hoofball, but there is a dresser. You can kind of see it in, like, the bottom right picture. In, like, the very bottom left, there's, like, a little, like, cabinet-looking thing. It is almost like a dresser filled with, like, stuff you need. And I'm pro that. It was like a weird that it was a dresser, but like I'm down for that.
Yeah. I mean, that's really cool. I think what I'm noticing here, looking at these pictures, is that they have those two accessibility bars on the side as
hooks
well.
Hooks for hanging. Wait, no, that's not hooks for hanging. That's for something else.
I mean, you can hang on.
Accessibility bars for people who need to go down slower. If Nick needs to go down a little bit slower because he broke his leg,
tore my ACL.
Did you use that regularly when you broke your
the bathroom? Yeah, I used it a lot actually. No, I so like I had a way where like I kind of repositioned myself in a way to just like, you know, sit in the toilet normal.
Mm-hmm. I think we stopped recording. Give me 3 seconds. Wait, what does that say? Oh, it's we just gotta Yeah, go again.
Yeah, so I did use the bathroom a lot when I broke my leg. And so, like, I didn't really use it, like, that much in my beginning stages where my knee or my leg was a little more broken. I didn't have that range of motion, yeah. But
a little more broken.
You really take for granted, like, what's all going on with you and like, just how much of a great thing it is to be able to move normal when you can't move normal. So I would just kind of have to reposition myself where I just have more of, like, just a general, like, sitting down motion instead of, like, it being more natural. So I probably used it sometimes, but it's definitely hard.
So good pulls, first off, because Nick might have used them. Yeah. That's all the good stuff that I got. We can go next.
Well, who's that on that screen right there?
Good boy. He's doing a good thing. He's cleaning up all the garbage because there's so much garbage on the ground right there, right in front of him. He's got gloves on, keeping his hands clean, because if he doesn't, he might get AIDS. Don't do that.
That's an accurate assessment for, like, the first 95% of that thing.
Yep. Good boy. Good boy. Bad stuff. That's what
toy paper.
Bad stuff. All right. Toy paper almost out. You could see it in the last photo if you really cared. Go back a little bit. Not you, Nick. But there is a little bit left of toilet paper. I wasn't using the bathroom for the toy paper reasons, so I didn't need it. Anybody else who was probably should have needed a little bit. Honestly, in that dresser, they probably would have found it. I'm just trying to I'm trying to pick and choose. I'm trying to find my bad stuff. Where the hell is this picture from? I couldn't tell you. It's just like a random overall, like, top picture. Is it Italy? Is it Spain? Is it
City? I would argue it looks like somewhere in the U.S.
It could, yeah, and it just looks like an old timey picture.
It might be local.
Might be local.
That's my guess.
This whole thing is like local farms, so maybe it is. But, and that's just one of my qualms.
Yeah.
Put a little thing on the bottom saying where this is from. I just want to know. I was looking at it while I was pissing. Obviously, it's right behind the toy, so I was like, I was pissing, staring at it. What am I staring at right now? Paper knot in paper basket. You can say in the top right photo, that might have been me. I don't remember, but I don't think it was. So put paper back in the basket if you drop it or throw it away. I don't know. Probably was a patron that did that.
Probably.
I took this one on accident. Whoopsie. Check out this one I took on this pick out, not purpose.
I think that adds a lot to
Whoopsie.
It.
Whoopsie.
That's a good view.
Whoopsie.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that actually gives you a good view of the toilet paper. That
yeah,
that's
pretty nice.
Ah, scary.
More back rooms?
Oh, fuck. I forgot to
change
that.
8 out of 10.
Okay, very unfinished.
That's funny giggles.
I forgot to put a finishing number on that. And
I mean, it's an 8.
Just left the last one that was on there.
It's 8 out of 10.
So I'm changing it right now, everybody. It doesn't say Goofy at Backrooms because that was the last one. This one is a Italiano bathroom. That's what it's supposed to say. So imagine it says that. And the 8-point hoo-ha means I think I put it at 8.7. I was trying to figure it out because I knew Nick was gonna be like, only 8.7. Nah, 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 nah.
No, I mean based on everything you described, I think that's a pretty accurate rating that you gave it there.
Yeah, I think 8.7 because it was themed. It got everything I needed, and I also took that picture in the second mirror because you always want to make sure you're in your second mirror. I don't know.
You got a pretty good view of yourself there too.
Did I?
Not just in the mirror, but on the side as well.
Yeah, well, sometimes you got to do that when it comes to me doing that. So.
Your nose looks bigger from that angle.
So, are you saying my nose is big? Or you're saying I got
just from that angle.
You're saying I got a baby nose, or you saying
I'm just saying from the angle, it looks kind of big.
Okay, so normally is my nose a baby nose, or is normally my nose a big nose?
It's a normal nose. Cool. It's just a little obtuse from that angle.
Gotcha. Obtuse. Love that. Obtuse angle.
Yeah, I mean, I think that creates the vibe even more. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
If you guys have your own bathroom of the week to submit to us,
please.
Send it to us. Instagram
send
DMs,
to us Instagram
TikTok,
DMs.
The Google form on the link tree as well.
I'm making this claim right now. The first person to send us a bathroom that isn't somebody that we know, I will send you a free picture of Nick and I hugging a big old... I tried. I couldn't think of anything.
No. Commit to it. Big old what?
We're doing pictures of live photos. We're going to send you a live photo of YouTube screenshot with the big sure of it. So make sure to tune in for that. If you've been there, do that.
That's what's in it for you.
Yep. Make sure if you want to be that guy, you got to be the first guy. Be the first guy because, you know, whoever's not the first guy, it's the last guy. And if you're not first, you're last. And that's what they say. All right.
That is.
First, you're last, please. And if you don't, then we might have to start putting our foot down and maybe stricting the rules.
And that would suck a lot.
Nick and I will change your seats. I know that's what you guys don't want. But if we have to, we'll change your seats. I know you probably like your person you're sitting next to. You probably like the giggle. You probably like the cheating if you have to. We will change your seats. This isn't a playground, all right?
Right.
Playgrounds are outside during recess. That's the only time it's a playground. That's when Papa goes on lunch. That's when Mama goes on lunch.
Am I Mama?
I feel like you're more Mama than I am Papa.
I don't know. I call you Mama sometimes.
I'm Mama.
Mama.
Exactly. I'm your Mama. But I feel like if we give off like Mom and Pop vibes, I feel like Papa and you feel like Mama.
I guess I could see that.
Like if we had to choose, somebody gives more Papa vibes, somebody gives more Mama vibes, I think you're Mama, I'm Papa.
They don't even know who real Papa is.
Don't we have... Is it...
You're Mama.
I'm Mama. Is Papa...
Noah's Papa. Lincoln's Dada.
Lincoln's Dada. And Banner's Coochie. I don't know. Shout out.
We'll workshop it.
We'll figure it out. Cool. Yeah, that was my bathroom of the week. If you got a bathroom of the week, please send it in because we love you and we want to make sure that everybody here has... We got to have that like locked in.
Yeah.
Like we got to have that plugged into somewhere to where it like actually... records.
Yeah, we love you and we love bathrooms here at Barely Qualified.
We love you, we love bathrooms here. If you guys love our bathrooms, if we love your bathrooms, make sure the guys are here for them and make sure we're all tootsie rolling big and crolls.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just been spitting garbage random recently. Garbage.
Well, it seems like you're really well prepared for that, Kyle. I'm going to let you get a chance to work your brain a little bit.
All right, everybody, I need to work my brain a little bit. Quiet down, everybody. I'm trying to work my brain. Quiet down.
And you really do need to be quiet for this because right now Kyle is going to be guessing what's that sound.
What's that sound? So here, let's cue it up better for a clip.
Yeah.
Okay. Imagine you were watching a TikTok right now.
Oh, I love watching TikToks, dude. This could go on there. But Kyle today is going to be guessing what's that sound.
Nice.
So
love that.
This is a segment that we did like once or twice in DC pod days.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Aiden's still going strong in the cage in the basement, though.
We did just give him a little break the other day.
He hasn't. Yeah, we let him outside.
Yeah, he's.
We put him on his collar.
Yeah, he can't go too far away from us. What's that sound? I have compiled a bunch of sounds for Kyle to guess what they are.
Yep.
It's basically just that. Kyle is going to guess what they are. I'm going to tell him as they keep going. Yeah. And like once he has his guess in, I'm going to tell him if it's right or not.
Yeah, I get 3 chances, correct? Yes or no? You decide, I guess.
You just decide on one.
I only get one listen?
Well, I'll give you multiple order. Listens, but just like when you have a final answer, you got to tell me what your final answer is.
In the essence of time, I'll try and speed it up rather than like wasting like 5 minutes on one. How many do you have?
I have 6.
Okay, cool.
They're all pretty slow, or they're pretty small.
All pretty slow.
They could be slow. But pick a number 1 through 6. Kyle.
5.
Okay. We are starting off strong. And also for reference, you guys are gonna these things are gonna be edited in as well, so you guys can play along with Kyle as well.
Yeah,
so
it'll be
pay attention.
You can once it plays, can you put this for recording purposes? Put your microphone more towards it so I can hear when it's happening.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, first sound ready?
Yeah. Okay, that sounds like a hit. Okay.
Do you need to hear it again?
Let me figure it out a little bit more. Okay, so that sounded like it was like a hit, something hard hitting something else really hard. That's close.
You're on the right track, yeah.
Cool. Right, next. Play.
It's really as simple as that.
It's as simple as something hidden heart. I'm obviously, like, and I know this isn't, but, like, hit a gavel hitting a table, but that's not what it is. It sounds like, it could be, like, a skateboard. It sounds like it could be a skateboard. Hidden, like, a, I don't know. No, that's not what it sounds like. Crap. Give me one more time.
One more.
I got to throw it away.
All right.
It's got the skateboard sound. It totally is a skateboard sound. But I'm going to say a rock hitting cement.
This is the under your breath. Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That is.
Closer.
An aluminum baseball bat hitting a baseball.
Ah, crap. Something hard hitting something hard. I was right, though.
In layman's terms, you were pretty correct.
I was getting on the right track. I knew what was going on, but you're right. But baseball hitting call. Honestly, and these are pretty, like, surface level, like, things I could guess, right? None of them are, like, crazy, like, oh, this is Charles Barkley yelling at his daughter about being too.
I'm impressed you know who Charles Barkley is, personally. I didn't expect that pull out of you. They're not.
I would say that was a basic thing.
They're not, like, super obscure.
Because I would say that was pretty basic. Like, they all around that.
Yes and no. There's, like, variants.
Okay.
You'll see. That was noise number one. Kyle's 0-1 so far.
0-1.
Can we get a thumbs down? There we go. There's a thumbs down on this thing here.
Oh, on the red box.
Yeah. All right. That was number five. Picking number 1 through 6. That isn't five.
Two.
All right. This is a. I have to go to, like, a certain point in the video to get it
point?
Because I downloaded it. It's like a minute long video.
Oh, okay.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready. That's a long one. That's a really long one. Well, obviously that's an animal. Obviously that's an animal.
Sure is.
Is it? It sounds like it's from. It's obviously outside. It sounds like it's in, like, some sort of wilderness atmosphere. It could be a jungle because of the birds in the background. Obviously, it sounds like a dinosaur. That's gonna be my first thought. Is a dinosaur, but it's not a dinosaur probably. Or it could be a dinosaur from, like, Jurassic Park. It could be a scene from Jurassic Park. My guess it was. I'm just going to throw it out there just for the essence of time and because I am pretty confident in this anyways. I think it is the dinosaur, the T-Rex from Jurassic Park.
Right, I will give you one more listen, and if you want to lock it in after that, you can. Otherwise, if you change your mind, you do.
Okay. Honestly... Probably not the T-Rex. Okay, I'm just going to broaden it and say dinosaur from the Jurassic, like, movies. Because it sounds like that's what it's from. Or it could be, I know you're probably like, oh, it's a lion. But, like, I don't know. I'm going to say Jurassic dog. No.
Jurassic dog.
No, I'm going to say movie. I already said what I said. You know what I said.
Yeah. Well, I am going to give you half a point here because it is some sort of lizardous species. However... It is not from any sort of movie. This is just a sound of a Komodo dragon.
Deadass.
It is a Komodo dragon burping.
Play it again.
One more time.
Just because.
Yeah, one more set. 1 second. Let me just roll back that footage.
Roll back that footage. Well.
Sounds
can you
like,
blame me though? That
sounds like me after a 3 mile run.
Sounds like Nick after a 3 mile run.
Yeah.
I just memorized all the sounds.
Oh, yeah? What's this one?
That's
awkward. Anyways.
It was probably... it was probably... Bum, bum. Yep, shout out that.
That's
so.
Cool. All right. We have 1, 3, 4, and 6 left on the table. Which one do you want, my good friend?
3.
All right. Here we go. You ready?
Prebiotic pod. Yep. Okay. I feel like that sounds really easy, and I don't think you would give me that easy of a number or that easy of a thing.
Just varying difficulty.
So I'm gonna say that was a motorcycle. I'm gonna say that was like a fleet of motorcycles on a highway or on like a road.
Would you like to hear it again?
Yeah. Judging by the fact that you told me to listen to it again means I'm wrong. So, or I'm just guessing that's what that means. Could just be throwing me out.
I just want to see if you want to hear it again. That's all it is to it.
I'm going to stick with my thing. It sounds like a bunch of motorcycles on a road. Bunch of motorcycles. I'm thinking a bunch of motorcycles.
Well, I think I only took like part of the sound of the whole video, but I think the guy in it would agree with you.
Is that what he said?
that was a sound. We'll just go with that with our next one.
Well, that guy said that was.
It sounds like a motorcycle. You were right.
Hell yeah!
It was a Segway though.
So I was wrong.
I'll give you half a point.
Sounded like
a motorcycle.
What's a Segway?
You know the things that mall cops like ride on.
Those aren't. That was not a Segway.
It was a Segway.
That sound.
Yes.
That was like a motor.
They're going. I mean,
Don't
high motor.
Motors on them?
Or it's like an electric scooter Segway. That's what it is. No, that's what it was. They were going through a tunnel.
But that's so. Aren't those like electric? Do those have motors on them?
I guess those ones did. Maybe it was like modded a little. I don't know.
Damn. Whatever. Okay. So Kyle's totally got. Technically, I have. One
out
point.
Of three. That's not bad. Can we get a little?
Catching.
Yes, that's exactly the one I was hoping to press. You ready for your fourth sound?
I'm ready for my fourth sound.
Heard like 20% of already.
Yeah, give me. That was obviously a very. That was obviously a cartoon. I've heard that sound before. It's a cartoon.
You definitely have
cartoon running sound, but I feel like you're gonna be like, but who is it? So, what is it from? I believe. This is a shot in the dark, not really in the dark. I feel like it's from, like, the Wile E. Coyote and the other bird guy. I forget. Wile E. Coyote and something fighting each other.
Are you talking about, like, Roadrunner?
Roadrunner.
It's not Roadrunner.
It's not Roadrunner.
I'm going to let you get multiple guesses on this one because it is kind of broad with cartoons and stuff. I will say this
but
one.
But it is a cartoon.
It is a cartoon.
Cool, I knew that.
I will say that it is decently, it is pretty well known.
Okay.
It's popular.
Okay. Speedy Gonzales.
Is that your guess?
You said you're going to give me multiple.
I'll give you multiple. Is that your next guess?
Okay. That was my first guess. Speedy Gonzales, my second guess. I feel like it's got to, can I hear it one more time?
Yes.
Tom and Jerry.
Oh, there is an animal in there.
Fuck.
And is the animal making this noise?
There is an animal in there.
This is a real mystery to you.
Is it Goofy?
It's a real mystery to you.
Oh! Scooby-Doo.
Yes. Scooby-Doo. There we go.
That one was handed to me on a silver platter.
We'll still give you the full point for it. You are two for four, my friend. Good
one.
Job.
I need a point, so that's good.
That's good. You're at 50% now. That's 50%? Awesome.
50%?
And
wow.
We are two-thirds of the way through.
Two-thirds.
I'm kind of surprised these two were the last ones that made it, but so be it. You ready for number one or number two?
Yeah.
Which one?
Two.
Two.
Minecraft. It's Minecraft breaking something or walking on something. I'm going to guess Minecraft. Well, here. Let me just play it again. Play it again. It sounds like you're like breaking leaves, but it sounds more like than that. So it sounds like you could be walking on something. Honestly, it sounds just like boosted walking on grass. I'm just going to say Minecraft walking.
Yeah. Minecraft footsteps is what it was. You are 3 for 5.
Nice.
And then, like, I mean, it's kind of nice we get, like, a little, like, quick one there.
Yeah, Papa's getting better.
Papa's getting better. We have one more quick one as well.
Yep.
For this last one.
Okay. That one is, I believe, another game, video game sound effect. What is it, though? I believe it is, I know, I keep on saying what I do. Okay, Lego, one of the, like, from the Lego video games, it's when they break apart, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was it, 4 for 6. It's pretty good. nice job, man. This is quite an admirable effort by you.
Shout out to Nick for throwing that together in, like, 20 minutes. Did you just think of all those, or what?
There was some stuff that just came to mind. I didn't think that. I looking back, I probably could have dug a little deeper, but that would probably just give me a little more time to do so.
We'll play it again later. But
yeah, we'll play it again later. You'll find some sounds for me one of these days.
Oh yeah.
We'll see. That was pretty good job. I didn't go as obscure as I had once before,
which is completely fine.
It's in the last one, and like this is like one that I thought was like super obscure, but yeah. I pulled like the noise of the when in the scene of Polar Express when they were the train is like going or something, and like they're sliding, the caribou are sliding on the ice, or like the caribou noises.
Yeah,
and Kyle got pretty close. He guessed like elk, I believe.
From the movie, though.
Yeah,
I, like,
from
I
the movie.
I guess the right scene.
Right scene, just the wrong animal.
Yeah.
But it was really impeccable.
I should know, because they literally go, caribou!
Caribou!
Damn it, dude. One day.
It was still a really good guess, though. I didn't go as hard as I could have with finding these sounds, but
yeah,
that just, I mean, it serves as a good point for us to reach further up to get some new sounds.
You know, get some new sounds. Maybe bring in some people where one of us is working with somebody else. Maybe, I mean, obviously I'll throw in some sounds and Nick will work with somebody else. Because, obviously, we haven't done it yet. We're 6 episodes in. We're probably bringing on some people soon. Obviously,
yeah, might have a guess.
We have been in talks with a few different people. Nick and I know a few gents. I'm sure plenty of people would want to step on in. I know I get people telling me all the time. So, just expect every once in a while for us to, like, have a friend on here and been doing all this fun stuff with them.
It's going to be a big blast. Big blast.
This will be one big blast.
Big blast. This is one big blast.
Prebiotic pod, big blast.
That's all it's going to be, big blast.
This is one of those prebiotic pod, big blast.
Two guys, one big blast.
Hell yeah.
In the meantime, while you're waiting for that, though, once again, if you have any bathrooms of yours to submit to us, TikTok, Instagram, Linktree, we all have it here. Send it our way.
Yep.
If you guys have anything else that you want to say, let us know. Let us know how you did on that What's That Sound.
Please,
as well.
Honestly, like, if you did better than me, send me a video of you
live reacting,
and also, just also send me a picture of a dog with a hat on, because that would be pretty funny.
Yeah, we'll give you a shout-out for both of those in our next episode if you guys do that. But, once again, this is Kyle. I'm Nick. This is Bigaduba. This is presented by Good Time Media.
Can I say it? Can I say this last part?
You might as well.
And we are barely qualified. Did I say it right?
Take care.